Hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to share a quick idea about one of the names of Pesach, the name Chag HaAviv, based on something by Rabbi Menachem Liebtag. What I think is so powerful about recognizing that Pesach must fall out during the springtime, that it's an essential component of the holiday, that it takes place during the Aviv, is the recognition that if we're ever concerned that Pesach is going to take place too far into the winter or not fall out during the springtime, we actually add in an additional month of the year. We actually make it a leap year. Whenever there's a discrepancy between the lunar and solar calendar, which might cause Pesach not to be in the springtime, it's so fundamental to us that Pesach has to be in the springtime that we add in an additional month of Adar to compensate for that discrepancy and to ensure that Pesach falls out closer to the springtime. Rabbi Liebtag explains that it's not just coincidental that Pesach must fall out during the springtime, but rather it's a critical component of understanding the nature of the holiday and understanding the importance of Pesach in our national journey. When you think about what Pesach represents, Pesach was the time period where we as a nation emerged from Egypt. Prior to that, we had all had been our own individual families in Mitzrayim. We know that Yaakov Avinu came down with his family, came down with 70 people to Mitzrayim. And the evolution that Bnei Yisrael goes through when they are in Mitzrayim is that they transform from a family into a larger nation. And so Bnei Yisrael emerge from Mitzrayim as a nation, as a people that are beginning their journey together, as a people that are beholden to Hashem, that have been freed from the slavery of Egypt and have now decided to accept upon themselves the rulership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so what Pesach represents is the beginning of a process of a nation that is going to continue to grow and continue to evolve and continue to take steps forward, both in the realm of who they are as a nation and who they are as a people and what they represent and what their values are, but also as a people that are continuing to develop their relationship with God, that are continuing to expand their relationship with God. And so Pesach falls out during the time period of Aviv, because what spring represents to us is that first step in growth, is the blooming, is the blossoming, is the beginning of a process of growth that begins at the start of the springtime and continues throughout the spring and throughout the summer. And so it is critical, it is essential for Pesach to fall out in the springtime to remind us that Pesach was the start of our blossoming as a nation, that Pesach was the start of our experience growing, of our experience of becoming larger, of becoming more beautiful, of expanding who we are, and that we as a nation took our first step on the holiday of Pesach to begin to grow as a nation. What I think is even more powerful is that if you think about following Pesach, what we do, we count up to Shavuot, because what we recognize is that Pesach is the start of a journey, that it's the beginning of the blossoming, that it's the beginning of the growing. And we count and we count and we count all the way until we got to Matan Torah, which is the pinnacle of our experience of our connection with Hashem in the Midbar, when all of Bnei Israel stood at the bottom of Har Sinai and accepted the Torah upon themselves. And so what we recognize from thinking about the fact that Pesach's name is Chag HaAviv is the recognition that as a nation, we began our national journey during this time period. We began our national journey of growth during this time period. And so it's essential to remind ourselves when we look around at the floral and the fauna that surround us, that are beginning to blossom on the trees around us, we recognize that it's the start of a process of who we are as a nation. And I hope that for each and every one of us, we try to do that in our own personal lives as well, that we recognize that the holiday of Pesach is an opportunity for the beginning of growth, for the beginning of a connection, and that we harness that opportunity and that we ourselves blossom the same way that the flowers around us are blossoming at this time period as well. Wishing all of you a wonderful day.